This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Mixed Emotions. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Here's what we're dealing with this morning. Wall Street is coming off of a huge sell-off. The Dow was down 358 points yesterday, a loss of 3%. This morning brings a mixed bag of reports. First, the bad news. Consumer confidence hit another 28-year low in June. The good news is personal spending was up more than expected last month. The rise of 0.8% was tied to the government's economic stimulus checks. FTN's financials, Chris Lowe is standing by. Hi, Chris. I'm wondering what you make of these reports.
Well, people are absolutely squeezed. And what we saw in May in the consumer spending numbers was the tax rebates. And quite a bit more cash reached consumers than economists thought in May. The Treasury Department did a really good job of expediting the checks. So consumption was pretty solid, but people also know that once they get that check, there's not another one coming behind it. So the message of the two reports together is that people are facing rising food and energy prices, and I think growing increasingly nervous about what that means.
How does this translate to Wall Street this morning after the incredible sell-off yesterday?
It's much calmer today than yesterday. And I think that's because the selling that had to be done, most of it was done.
Tell me this. Are we going to bottom out here anytime soon?
I think we probably will. You know, a good part of what we saw yesterday was what's called window dressing. You know, obviously, when you see a 360-point drop in the Dow, it sounds much more violent than that. But it's fund managers who, over the course of the quarter, bought mostly financial stocks on the hopes of a rebound. The rebound didn't come, and as quarter end approaches, they all suddenly realize we've got to get rid of these losers out of our portfolios. Otherwise, we have to explain to our investors why we own them. So I wouldn't be surprised if we sort of wander sideways for the last couple of days of the quarter, but then in early July, we start to see the market recover.
We've got quite a summer ahead. Chris Lowe is with FTN Financial. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Before we take a look at the numbers, we have to consider oil. Plenty of concerns on that front. Oil is trading above $141 a barrel after briefly surpassing $142 earlier today. The Dow is down 55 points to 11,398. The Nasdaq is down 15 to 2305. The S&P 500 down 2 points to 1280. Asian markets saw losses across the board. The main index in China was down more than 5%. It's a mix in Europe. Gas station owners are also paying the price for the high cost of fuel, and Visa is stepping in with a swipe of relief. When you use your credit card to pay for gas, there's a built-in transaction fee the station owner has to pay. Usually, it's a little less than 2% of your total purchase. Every time the price of gas goes up, so does the amount of that charge. Visa says it will lower the transaction fees. Employees at a dental office in Washington State decided to avoid visiting a gas station this week. Dr. Keith Leonard and more than half of his staff rode their horses into work.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, working to reduce heart disease, the number one killer of American women, by supporting Women Heart. Information at womenheart.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
the big surprise, I'd say, for summer is Iron Man. I mean, Indiana Jones might not overtake it. Iron Man might be the biggest movie of summer, which if you had said at the beginning of the summer Iron Man would be number one and would defeat Indiana Jones, you would get very few believers at that, but it turns out to be the case.
I did go out to see that, but I have to say, opening up the paper last weekend, not very compelled to see anything that was on the list. What's the rest of the summer looking like?
Well, we have this weekend is actually really interesting. You have the two big W's going against each other. You have WALL-E, which is the Pixar film, and Pixar films traditionally do huge. And then you have Wanted, which is an Angelina Jolie action movie. There's been a really good word of mouth on that. So that could be two movies that could both do well in the same weekend. So you have that. You have Dark Knight coming out, the new Batman movie, which could be really good. People want to see Heath Ledger's last performance. You also have Hancock, the Will Smith movie. So still have a lot of good legs left for summer.
What's your prediction for the way the summer movie season will end?
I think it's going to be up. I mean, there's been a lot of films that people thought would not do as well as they did. I would say the big summer hits so far have been, we talked about Iron Man, but certainly Sex and the City. Incredible Hulk, the first one was kind of a disaster. You know, that one's already done over $100 million. I mean, those are some of the smaller hits. The duds so far have been, I would say, Speed Racer for Warner Brothers, and Love Guru was a disaster. And the other disappointment, and it's hard to classify it, you know, for layman's terms as $136 million is a disappointment, but Chronicles of Narnia, the first one did nearly $300 million. Sequels of that magnitude usually do better the second time around. This did $136 so far. So that's a big disappointment. Looking back, the people at Disney said they should never have put it out in May when you had competition like Iron Man and Indiana Jones and Sex and the City. They said it was a really bad place for it.
It just couldn't fight.
And it couldn't just
spot.
Fit in that area. It came out as a holiday film last time. I think that would have been a better place for it.
Stu Levine is managing editor at Variety. So nice to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
For more from the Morning Report, visit marketplace.org. In LA, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.